And here's the cinnamon bear.
Christmas is practically here, and Judy and Jimmy are still without their precious silver star. And unless they get it back in time to put on the very tip-top of their tree, Christmas just won't be Christmas, that's all. You'll remember that after Captain Tin Top captured the star from the bad dolls, Santa Claus gave a grand banquet. The children were filled with excitement, and Patio Cinnamon was filled with cinnamon buns. Inasmuch as Santa was about to leave on his annual trip to the world, he offered to take the twins and Cinnamon Bear with him. And then the most terrible thing happened. Jimmy asked Quilt to hold the silver star while he climbed into the sleigh, and when he turned around, the dragon was gone. It's hard to believe that Jimmy's friend would do that, but such is the case, and right now he's running as fast as his quilt legs will carry him.
Look at him go! Look at his split!
I knew that quilt dragon would show his true colors.
Oh, dear, it makes me want to cry.
Well, we'll have to hurry if we want to catch him. Oh, Nicky, you and Jimmy unhook the trailers from the sleigh. We can go faster without them.
All right, Santa.
Be with you in a jiffy, Nicky.
And I thought Quilt had reformed.
Huh. Once a villain, always a villain.
I don't understand why he'd do such a thing. How are you coming, boys?
This is the last. There. Come on, Nicky.
All right, take my hand, Jimmy. Up you go. Are you in, Nicky?
All set.
Willikers, let's hurry.
Hi, Donner. Hi, Blitzen. Hi. Well, a little more speed there, boys. That's better.
Hurrah. Just wait till I get me paws on that double-crossing dragon.
I'm just awfully disappointed in Quill.
Me too.
Hey, tell me about this peculiar fellow. He seemed to be such a good friend of yours, and then to turn right around and make off with a silver star.
You see, Santa, he's the one who stole it in the first place, out of the big trunk in our attic.
Well, that explains it. But how did he happen to become such a great friend of yours?
Well, Cinnamon Bear helped us find him. And when he wouldn't give us the star, we yelled boo at him about 100 times. And then he jumped into the root beer ocean and lost it.
Oh, you should have seen him, Santa Claus. He came weeping through the breakers, vowing that he was a changed dragon, that he'd never do it again. Not much he wouldn't.
Oh, and you think he was just pretending to be your friend, waiting for a good opportunity to steal the star again,
hmm? I just don't know, Santa. He saved us from the Inkaboos and stood by us through all our troubles. Mm-hmm. And there were just lots and lots of times when he could have gotten away with the star easy as anything.
I see. Well, it was probably just a case of too much temptation.
Look, Santa Claus, I think we're gaining on him.
We are at that, Jimmy. But, oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
He's heading straight for the North Pole. Faster, Donner. Faster, Blitzen. Faster. Just as I thought. There he is, trying to climb up the North Pole. Come on, everybody. After him.
Come on,
we'll have to catch him before he gets up the pole, or we'll never get him.
Why, Santa?
Why, the Misty Folk live up there. They'd take him right in with them, and we'd never see Quilt or the Silver Star again. Oh, there. Oh, Dunner. Oh, Blitzen. Oh.
Hey, what's the idea of stealing our star, Quilt?
Why, hello, Jimmy boy. Fancy meeting you here. What's all this yelling about the star?
You know what about the star. You've got it.
Oh, now, come. You must be mistaken, my little friend. Such a thing would never occur to me.
Why, Quilt, you big storyteller, if you didn't steal it, why did you run away like that?
Run away? But I didn't run away, Judy. Merely getting a bit of exercise. Trying out my new snowshoes. Oh, great sport.
And I suppose you use snowshoes to climb the North Pole? And if so, where are they?
Where are what?
The snowshoes, you villain, the snowshoes.
I just dropped them off to be half-soled.
Oh, don't pay any attention to them, children. He's got the star all right. I can see it. It's sticking out of his hip pocket.
I'm so ashamed of you, Quilt, after we trusted you and everything.
We won't ever believe in you again, ever.
Oh, my friends, my dear, dear companions, don't talk like that. You'll make me feel... Oh,
look, he slipped a bit.
No, he's got hold again.
Oh, can't any of you climb after him? If he reaches the top, we're lost.
I know how to bring him down. Remember, Jimmy? We'll all yell boo at him.
Oh, no, not that.
Come on, everybody, now. 1, 2, 3. Boo!
Boo! He's down. Let's get him, Judy.
All right.
Get in there, Nicky.
Get in.
All right,
get him.
Come on. At last, I got you, Quilt. And I'm feeling extra specially ferocious. Garrah.
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him.
Oh, my friends. To think our beautiful friendship should end like... Oh, my. Oh, no.
He's turning over. Grab the star, Jimmy.
I've got it, Thaddeo Cinnamon. I've got the silver star.
Oh, you Quilt Dragon. Thought you'd get away with it, huh? I'll teach you to trifle with cinnamon bears. Shake him up, children. Shake him up.
Wake up, children.
What's that?
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him good.
Oh, that's all right, Judy. I've got the silver star.
Children, what in the world are you doing? Get up off the floor. You're all tangled up in that old quilt. Did you fall asleep? Oh, dear, I hope you didn't catch cold.
Cold? It isn't cold, Mother. Not like it is in the snow country.
Sure. It's a lot colder at the North Pole.
What? My darlings, are you ill? Have you got a fever? Let Mother feel your hands. You're talking so strangely.
We're all right, Mother. We had a most elegant time.
We sure did. The silver star was gone because the Quilt Dragon stole it. But Santa Claus helped us catch him and get it back.
You don't seem to have any fever. Now hurry up, both of you. Daddy's home.
Did he bring the Christmas tree?
Yes, dear. And he wants you to come down and help him decorate it. My goodness, I wouldn't have let you come up here in the attic if I thought you'd go to sleep.
But we didn't go to sleep, Mother. We went to Maybeland.
Oh, Jimmy. Look at poor Patio Cinnamon on the floor. And he's only about 4 inches high anymore.
Can we take the cinnamon bear downstairs with us, Mother?
The what?
Why, the cinnamon bear. You know, Patio Cinnamon. We found him in the trunk, and he's the one who took us through Maybeland. And we had lots and lots of swell adventures, too.
Oh, I see.
May we take him downstairs, Mother?
Of course you can. Now hurry. It's beginning to get dark.
Jimmy, the tree's all decorated. Isn't it simply beautiful?
Uh-huh. And there's our silver star, right on top where it belongs.
And Cinnamon Bear sitting on a branch right near it.
Remember the big Christmas tree that Santa Claus had in his palace?
Yes, and remember how we watched that wonderful, wonderful Christmas tree parade with all the toys and dolls?
You bet. And we rode on Santa Claus's miniature train, and I got to drive it and everything. You know what, Judy?
What?
I wonder if we really did fall asleep up in the attic like Mother said.
I don't know, Jimmy. It's all sort of mixed up like.
It sure is. But I just don't see how we could dream all of it.
What do you mean?
Well, look at Patio Cinnamon. We didn't dream him.
Of course we didn't, dear little Cinnamon Bear. I bet he's about the best friend we've got.
And what about the Quilt Dragon, Judy?
Well, don't forget that we found our silver star in the quilt up in the attic.
Sure, but it was a dragon when we were up at the North Pole. You know, maybe it all got changed around like that because Mother came up to look for us.
Grown-up folks don't believe in magic very much, I guess.
No, they just say you're sick or you've been asleep or something.
I wonder if we stayed awake tonight, do you suppose we'd see Santa Claus? We could ask him about it and thank him for helping us catch Crazy Quilt.
Oh, I don't think we'd better do that, Judy.
Why not, Jimmy? We've just got to find out, don't we?
Well, it would be nice, all right. But don't forget what Santa told us. Children can't see him if they stay awake.
That's right, he did.
Well, I guess we just better keep it a secret, Judy.
You mean about looking for the silver star?
Yes. Because nobody would believe us anyhow.
But we believe us, don't we, Jimmy?
I suppose so. But gee willikers... I wish Mother hadn't said that about us going to sleep. It It makes me kind of wonder.
Well, anyway, we've got our Silver Star. And best of all, we've got Patio Cinnamon.
You know what, Judy? Let's put him up on the tree every Christmas.
Yes, I think we should. After all, that's where he belongs. Right near the Silver Star, where he can guard it. And see that nobody ever, ever steals it again.
I'm the cinnamon pear.
Jimmy, I thought I heard something.
Why, it sounds like Patio Cinnamon singing his very own song.
But Jimmy, he's only 4 inches high.
Listen, Judy.
Oh, Jimmy, it is the cinnamon bear. Maybe we weren't dreaming after all.
Now I'll growl.
Hurrah!
And I'll growl.
Karoo!
And if you like to trade, I'm much obliged to you.
And so ends the story of the Cinnamon Bear. Whether Judy and Jimmy dreamed these adventures, or whether they really happened, doesn't matter. They were truly wonderful, and certainly most magical. And now that the Silver Star is shining brightly on the very tip-top of Judy and Jimmy's tree, we can smile our biggest holiday smile and say a Merry Christmas to you all. We hope you'll always remember little Patio Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear. That's the one thing that will make him very happy. And I can tell you on his behalf, he'll be much obliged to you.
The Portland Spirit presents their annual Cinnamon Bear Cruises, where you can join the Cinnamon Bear and his friends from Mapeland, making a triumphant return for the 20th anniversary, featuring reserved seating and a plated breakfast, while a cast of fanciful characters entertains the kids with storytelling, music, and magic. Tickets include a printed souvenir picture with Cinnamon Bear atop his magical throne. Reservations available at portlandspirit.com/cinnamonbear.